Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello there. My name is Jessica, and you're tuned into the Sunshine Girl podcast, hosted by me. Now, in the next couple of minutes, we'll be delving into a world of candid advice, empowering insights, and real connections. Ready to light up your relationships? Let's get glowing. Oh, unrequited love. That's like having a crush on someone who doesn't even know you exist, or worse, they do, but just don't feel the same way. It's kind of like rooting for a sports team that keeps losing. You're all in, cheering, but in the end, you're just there with your face paint looking silly. It stings, sure, but it's also a bit of a reality check. Reminds us we're all human, and hey, not every shot scores. Yet there's something kind of beautiful in this mess. It's about hanging in there, even when things get rough, because sometimes loving alone isn't just enough. How to unlove someone you can't have. Jessica OS here, welcome to my channel. So the first thing you need to do is to accept your feelings. Acknowledge and accept your feelings without judgment. You know, it's totally okay to feel all sorts of emotions, both good and bad. Don't try to ignore or push them away, just let yourself feel them, because that's the very step to feeling better. Accepting your feelings doesn't mean you have to act on them or that they're right. It just means you're letting them be there without fighting them. And when you do that, you'll start to understand yourself and your life a whole lot better. How can you accept your feelings? First, it's important that you name it. Name those feelings. What is it that you're feeling? Put a name to it, like sad, angry, confused. That way, you can start to deal with it appropriately. Secondly, let yourself feel. Don't try to bottle up your feelings. If you need to cry, cry. If you need to scream, scream. It's okay to let it out. Third, be yourself. Don't beat yourself up for feeling the way you do. I mean, everybody feels things sometimes, and it's completely normal. There's nothing wrong with you. Don't compare your feelings to other people's. Everyone is different. We all feel things in our own way. Also, you want to find an outlet. Find something that helps you feel better when you're feeling down. It could be talking to a friend, listening to music, or painting. The second thing you want to do to unlove someone is to create distance. It's crucial to create physical and emotional distance from that person to facilitate the process of diminishing your feelings gradually. It may be challenging at first. Taking a step back and limiting contact, however, can help you move forward. Create that physical distance. Physically move away if that's what it means. It could involve moving to a different state, city, changing your workplace, avoiding places where you know they frequent. Avoid contact with their family, friends. Minimize reminders of that person. Take a social media break if you have to, especially from those platforms where you follow the person. Seeing their posts, their updates can trigger emotional responses that you don't need. Unfollow or unfriend them on social media to limit their online presence in your life as well. Another thing you want to do is limit communication. Politely decline invitations to meet or talk on the phone. If you must communicate, keep it brief and focused on practical things, avoiding emotional discussions. Consider blocking their number or social media accounts if that is what it takes. The third thing you want to do to help you unlove someone is focus on self-care. Self-care is a vital aspect of maintaining a healthy and balanced life. It involves engaging in activities that nurture your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. When you prioritize self-care, you're better equipped to handle life's challenges and stressors. So prioritize getting enough rest, sleep each night. Set limits on your screen time, especially before bed. We all know sleep is essential for physical and mental restoration. You want to go for 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night if you can afford it. You want to exercise. The good thing about exercise is it releases endorphins, which have mood-boosting effects. It helps you reduce stress. It improves your sleep. It increases your energy levels. If you don't have hobbies, it might be a good time to start pursuing them. It's a great way to relax, de-stress, connect with your passion. It's an avenue for self-expression, creativity, and enjoyment. Engagement in activities you genuinely enjoy can help you recharge and find a balance that's missing. You also want to spend time with loved ones. Social connection is a fundamental human need. Spending time with loved ones, whether family or friends, can provide a sense of belonging, support, emotional well-being. Engaging in meaningful conversations, sharing experiences, creating memories with loved ones will boost your mood and your overall outlook on life. The fourth thing you want to do to unlove someone is allow time to heal. The healing process takes time, and it's essential to be patient with yourself. Understanding that moving on is a gradual journey, and there will be ups and downs, relapses even. Healing takes time, so don't rush the process. Avoid self-blame or criticism and focus on self-care, self-love. Consider keeping a journal if that's your thing, to express your thoughts and feelings on paper. Writing can be therapeutic, right? Remember, healing is a journey, not a destination. So you want to be patient and allow that process to unfold naturally. The fifth thing you want to do to unlove someone is reflect on the reality. Now, our emotions can often cloud our judgment and make it difficult to see things as they truly are. When we're in love or deeply care about someone, we may idealize them and that relationship. We may focus on the positive aspects of the person in the relationship while ignoring or minimizing those negative things. And this can lead to unrealistic expectations and future disappointment. It's important to be aware of this tendency and to make a conscious effort to see the situation for what it really is. This means being honest with ourselves about the person being human, having flaws, right? It also means being willing to accept that the relationship may not be what we hoped it would be and being okay with that. Reflecting on the reality of the situation can be difficult, I know, but it's essential for making healthy choices. If you're not willing to face the truth, you're more likely to stay in an unhealthy or unsatisfying relationship. The sixth thing you want to do to unlove someone is invest in personal growth. Use the time to focus your energy on your own growth and development. Learn new skills, read, explore new hobbies, improve your physical health. Progress in these areas can boost your self-esteem and shift your focus away from that person. Investing in personal growth during a time of emotional healing can be a transformative experience. Let me help you do this. First thing you want to do is set clear goals. Define specific areas of your life you want to develop, whether it's learning a new language, improving your cooking skills, pursuing fitness challenges. Having clear goals will help you stay focused and motivated. After that, you want to create a plan. Develop a structured plan that will outline the steps you need to take to achieve those goals. You want to break it down into smaller, manageable chunks and assign deadlines to keep yourself accountable, right? Set SMART goals. You want to seek knowledge. Immerse yourself in learning, reading books, taking online courses, attending webinars, or pursuing formal education. Reading, especially self-help books or memoirs, can provide valuable insights and perspectives on personal growth, so you want to do that. And also, you want to surround yourself with positive influences. Spend time with supportive friends and mentors or coaches that uplift and encourage you. Positive relationships can have a profound impact on your self-esteem and your growth. And celebrate you when you make progress. Acknowledge and celebrate those achievements, no matter how small. Recognizing your progress can help reinforce that positive behavior and will keep you motivated. And you know, sometimes people just rush through it, expect that everything will happen once they start working on themselves. But you want to stay patient, because personal growth is a gradual process. So be patient with yourself, allow for setbacks. Every step forward contributes to your overall journey. The seventh thing you want to do to unlove someone is visualize that future. The future that you want. Imagine this. You wake up every day, or you wake up one day feeling happy and content without that person who used to drive you crazy. You're no longer hung up on them. You're ready to move on with your life. You feel like a weight has been lifted off your shoulders. You're free to do what you want, when you want. You can finally start living your life for yourself. You're happy with who you are. You're confident in yourself, and you know your worth. You're proud of the person that you've become. You look back on your past and you realize that all the pain you went through was worth it. It made you stronger. It made you wiser. It made you more compassionate. You're grateful for the experiences you've had, and you're excited for what the future holds. The eighth thing you want to do is reframe your thoughts. Challenge those negative thoughts about the situation. And instead of thinking you'll never get over this person, remind yourself that you're capable of moving on and finding happiness elsewhere. These are a few strategies that you can use. Identify those negative thoughts, right? Start by recognizing the negative thoughts that keep popping up in your mind. Write them down or repeat them to yourself. And then ask yourself if there's any evidence to support these negative thoughts. And are these based on facts or just fears and assumptions, right? You want to replace those negative thoughts with positive statements, realistic statements that empower you. So instead of thinking, I'll never find someone else, try saying, I'm open to new experiences and finding love in unexpected places. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Remember that everyone experiences setbacks and challenges, and it's okay to feel sad and disappointed. And if you really, really want some help, well, perhaps you can just consider signing up for a private session with me, and I'll walk with you through everything together. Just go to my Patreon community, that's patreon.com/JessicaOS, and I'll be more than happy to jump on a private call with you. I hope that this helps, and I hope that you heal from the heartbreak, because time indeed does heal wounds, and I know that you're completely capable of doing so. And that wraps up another episode of the Sunshine Girl podcast. I'm Jessica OS, your relationship coach, sending you off with a mind full of thoughts and a spirit ignited with power. Remember, the light you carry within can illuminate the darkest paths. Keep shining, stay connected, spread joy wherever you go. Until next time, keep your sunshine glowing.